Billy Cobham and Friends in Tinseltown. A lot of Billy Cobham's earlier work was done in the company of some great guitarists, most notably John McLaughlin, but as well John Scofield and John Abercrombie. And now, in the group that he has, there is no guitar whatsoever. That's something that was a very conscious decision, as you'll hear him say in a minute or two. I wanted to talk to him about why he was so enthusiastic about the three young musicians that he's playing with now, and what it is that they allow him to do.
Play more percussively. To approach the music from a much stronger, percussively musical angle, I think is the word, or the form, the phrase. Not having guitar really opens up the doors.
Yeah, why is that? Because I read somewhere that that was a very conscious decision on your part to get away from it.
Right.
What was it doing that was hobbling the sound?
It was a crutch for me. Guitars are a tradition. In North American music, guitars are utilized so much that everybody assumes that guitar should be in the band. And what you end up doing, what I end up doing, is playing less because there's a part that the guitar is going to cover. As soon as the guitar is not here, I start to open up and I start to play more. Then I thought, what would it be like to have percussionists, keyboards and bass, and myself? What would happen then? Especially if we played together for a few years. So I kept the guitar for two and a half years. And then I stopped and said, now it's time to really move to the next level, add this dimension of, and see what happens without it. The lack of guitar is an added dimension to me.
I know Dave Holland last year came with a saxophone, trumpet, trombone, bass, and drums, and he said he didn't want any instrument that could play chords. Mm-hmm. Everything had to be very linear. Mm-hmm. He said chords blurred the sound that he heard, and mm-hmm. he wanted to hear people who could trade lines and interweave their lines, but not someone who was going to kind of soften the edges of anything with a chord. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, it was a great... He felt like he was risking a lot when he first started to play like that, mm-hmm. but it was going great, and he was mm-hmm. really pleased.
Sure. It frees you up. Here's another problem for guitar. Guitar is one instrument. You want a guitarist to play and simulate another sound or emulate another instrument. Guitarist goes, but I play guitar.
Not if it's Pat Metheny.
But there's only one Pat Metheny. Okay, there's a maybe a handful at very most of other cats who are out there who are willing to try something else. So what you hear is Jimi Hendrix simulation, or a blues guitar player simulation, or George Benson or Wes Montgomery simulation, or, you know, Joe Pass or something like that. Cool. All of that's fine. But what I'm looking for is somebody that's going to do something else, that's going to use that instrument to open up some doors, to do something different, because this is the computer age. This is a period where tradition is tradition, and that's to be respected and honored over here. And then we got open field, rest of the world. And I'm in the open field, rest of the world. To heck with tradition. That's always going to be there. It's nice to play and maybe emulate MJQ every so often, be a little bit of Connie Kay and go back to my roots and do... That's wonderful. And it's nice to do that on a tune or two. But we never progressed on the past. You know, the past is now the foundation. You got to go out there and find something else to do. You know, and for me, the guitar represents one thing. I want to hear something else from anybody that comes into my band. Has to do more than just play one instrument and have one direction. I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. You know, so Gary Foote, young player, 25, open ears, open mind, bright eyes, bushy tail, the whole bit, you know, wet behind the ears. Well, already it's like, yeah, I'm going to get this photon, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have a pitch writer, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going, yeah, 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 that's what I want to hear. That's where I want to see it go. We'll be right back.
the percussion-minded Mr. Billy Cobham and Friends.